Have you ever wondered why some flowers only bloom for a few days in the early spring, while others bloom much later, and some seem to flower all summer long? Flowers are the reproductive organs of plants. When pollinated, flowers develop into fruits containing seeds. But producing flowers, fruits, and seeds is not easy. Plants devote lots of resources and energy to grow these specialized organs, and plants tend to synchronize their efforts with the time of year when conditions are best for reproductive success and survival. Annuals are plants that grow from seed, flower, and die in 1 year. Since annuals need to grow leaves and stems before they flower, most annuals won't mature enough to flower until midsummer or later. Winter annuals get a jump start on reproduction by germinating from seeds in the fall, overwintering as rosettes of leaves, and storing energy which allows them to flower early in the spring. Perennial plants can live for many years and flower multiple times. Perennials have evolved many different flowering strategies. Most perennials flower in mid to late summer after they have had time to accumulate resources needed to produce seeds each year. But others, such as early forest wildflowers, grow for only a short while, blooming before the trees above them leaf out, starving them of light. These plants store energy in underground roots or stems, allowing them to flower early and quickly. The evolution of such diverse flowering strategies is good for plants that otherwise would have to compete for the same resources at the same time. It's also nice for us as we get to enjoy flowers brightening the landscape throughout the growing season. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger, with help from Eric Knox in biology. I'm Don Glass.